Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods bunts towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Frias fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Hunt steals second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 0 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive towards first. Crane Poole reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore strikes out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Crane Pool, and towards Milan, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a pop-up towards short. Freya settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matlack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-2 in the game. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayshore hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Singleton trying to get to home. Staub throws the ball into Hodges who tags Singleton who's trying to score from second, for the out. Breeden moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-3 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 3 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 1, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.